The death toll from a suicide bombing in Somalia's capital earlier this week has risen to more than 100, the worst single incident of violence carried out by the Islamic al-Shabaab group in the country since their insurgency began following their ouster 5 years ago. Yesterday, Pope Benedict XVI appealed for greater international commitment to resolving the humanitarian emergency in the region ahead of a high-level meeting of ecclesial charitable organs to discuss the Church's ongoing response to the crisis. The communications officer for Caritas Internationalis, Laura Sheehan, spoke with Christopher Wells about the Pope's call for aid for East Africa.
What's happening in East Africa right now is that a severe drought has led to millions of people going hungry, losing their crops, losing the livestock they herd. It's also led to massive migration out of Somalia, which is particularly hard hit and where a famine has been declared in many districts. So there are many, many people in need of help who don't have food and don't have access to water.
And just yesterday at his audience, Pope Benedict XVI made an appeal for the people of East Africa. Could you speak about that a little bit?
In his message on Wednesday, Pope Benedict spoke about the crisis in Africa. He invited everyone to offer prayers and practical help for our brothers and sisters. And he used the phrase, our brothers and sisters who are so harshly tested. And I think that's a very appropriate phrase because so many people have been, migrating, trying to feed their animals. They've just been tested in every way possible, so they really do need help. When the Pope was speaking, he was talking about Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, and the verse, he leads me to green pastures and beside still waters, was very appropriate and sadly appropriate because there are so many shepherds, people who herd cattle and sheep and goats in the Horn of Africa now. There are no green pastures. There is no still water. There's no water. The people there really have nothing. They put great stock in their animals and their farms, and without those, they are just completely bereft. So I thought it was quite appropriate that the Holy Father spoke about that.
And what is being done? What are relief organizations doing to alleviate the crisis there right now?
Different Caritas members and partners on the ground are distributing emergency food in places where there's simply no way to grow food. We're helping herdsmen whose animals are sort of on the cusp of dying. We're helping them to sell off those animals for meat and then restocking their herds with healthier animals in the hopes that coming rains will improve grazing land. We're giving farmers drought-resistant seeds, and we're working very hard on irrigation projects, digging wells, repairing canals, doing whatever it takes to get limited amounts of water to as many people and as many farms as possible. We're also supporting therapeutic feeding centers for malnourished children and for pregnant and lactating mothers. So we're trying to meet all the gaps and make sure no one is left out.
And the Pope has called for the international community to assist in the humanitarian crisis. What can be done, both as individuals and nations, to contribute to relief efforts?
Obviously, people's prayers are very important. Financial support for the humanitarian aid programs going on there. Whatever people can do to further the cause of peace, especially in Somalia, will help people because they won't necessarily have to leave Somalia because of conflict in addition to the famine. Also just working on sort of structural issues related to irrigation and really improving those in East Africa would be a big help.
What is the forecast for the future? Are we expecting improvement there, or is the crisis likely to get worse?
If the rains fall this autumn, hopefully things will start improving. Even if everything goes perfectly in terms of the rain, people are still in trouble because they've lost a lot of their animals, they've lost their previous crops, so they're right on the edge. But we do hope that the weather will improve.